Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Welcome, everyone. Time to get real. Time to get real. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and I want to thank you. I'm grateful that you are here. I'm getting so many new listeners, so many great emails, comments. People are just enjoying the show. Spread the word. Spread the word. Tell everybody about Reality Spirituality. Tell them what? Well, tell them. Tell everyone that you want to be happier. Really, what is important in your life? And that's our topic today. What is important in your life? What is important to you? But before we get to the topic, let me just explain to my new listeners what Reality Spirituality is. What kind of show is this? Reality Spirituality, it's not a religion. It's a guideline to living connected to the universe, living connected to source energy, spirit, God, whatever you want to call it. It's living plugged in every moment, 24/7, to the universe. And this show focuses on our everyday life experiences, moment by moment. There is spirituality. There is the universe is in every moment. Driving to the store, at the supermarket, at the bank, talking to your relative, talking to your mother, talking to your child, communicating with your coworkers, riding the bus, on the freeway, having a medical exam, every moment in every day, there is a connection to the universe. So this show is, listen, we all know the concepts, law of attraction, we all know, but this show talks about how to remain happy in every moment. And what does that mean, happy, I'm happy. What that means is an internal temperature gauge. Your temperature gauge is preset. So if you go through your day, spend your day with this temperature gauge. You know, you set a temperature gauge in your home, 70 degrees, 75 degrees. I like my house cold, so it's usually in the 60s. You set your personal temperature gauge to, number one, trusting that everything is in perfect order. Number two, flowing with it all, flowing with all of it, with this thing we call reality or life. Number three, surrendering, totally surrendering, just allowing the universe to work through you, offering no resistance, and surrendering to it all. And when you live, no expectations. When you live like that, you're living in the moment. You're not thinking about what happened yesterday and your hurt feelings. You're not thinking about the future, what's going to happen. You're living in the moment. And when you really practice living in the moment, guess what? Guess what? You will be happier. And this happiness, this personal temperature, guys, stays set regardless of what happens. Now, this topic today is one of my favorites, and we've talked about it before months and months ago, but it bears repeating because it is so important, and that is the question. And I want you to ask yourself, just sit down, take a few breaths. I'm not going anywhere. I can wait. But I want you to ask yourself, what is important in my life? What is the most important? What are the most important things in my life? So when you ask that question, what is your answer? Is your answer health, relationships, peaceful relationships, family? I don't know, because you're not answering me. I'm just trying to come up with what is important. What is important to you? Let's do the top three. What's the most top three things that are important in your life? And this is really an important question, because once you verbalize and acknowledge what's so important to you, then you also will be able to know why you're feeling certain things. You also are able to know why you experience certain things. Because let me share with you, and I'm going to get to the callers next, but let me share with you what's important in my life. Yes, of course you can ask a question in the chat room. Oh, I was just looking at the chat room. Let me see. Let me type in. You know, this is a real show. Yes, please ask a question. Now let me share with you what's important in my life, what I think is the most important thing. And again, I'm different than everyone else. We're all as different as our fingerprints. The most important, what I think is most important for me, is my personal vibration. My personal vibration is the most important in my entire life, more than a relationship, more than my own child, more than my mother, more than my job, more than where I live, more than what I drive, more than money in the bank account, more than anything. My personal vibration is the most important thing in my life. Why? Good question. Okay, hold on a second. Let me see. Do you pick up any future children? If so, how many and what sex? Okay, yes. Do you pick up? Okay. So you're asking me a question, but let me get back and I will answer your question in the chat room. I'm trying to multitask, and sometimes it's really hard for me to multitask when it's live. The reason why my personal vibration is the most important is because whatever I'm vibrating, whatever energy I'm putting out, whatever energy that is, I am going to be receiving back. I am a magnet. We are all energy magnets. And whatever I am vibrating, whatever energy I'm putting out, I will be receiving it back. That's why it's very important to me. Let me go to my first caller. Area code 951. You are live on the air, Reality Spirituality. Welcome. What's your name?
Well, thank you. My name is Natasha. And
hi.
I wanted to see what you pick up for my love life. Do you see anything new coming in?
Okay. Natasha, one of the things, and I am not one to make predictions because that's not my thing, but my question to you is, why is it important that you, why is that so important to you? And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it, but I want to know why, for my dear Natasha, is that so important for you?
Someone to share my life with, to go through life with, a companion. I think the most important, someone to be very spiritually connected and physically, emotionally, and that, just this major connection I'm looking for.
And thank you so much for being honest and open. And is there anything else other than what you just said? You said you wanted a connection. You want someone to a companion.
Love, of course, is included in that. The most thing I can really think of is a companionship to go through life with, someone there that I can be supportive of, they can be supportive of me. It just, to me, seems to make life a lot nicer or easier or whatever when you have someone there in your corner to where you guys can both kind of push each other when you need that push to go through this thing with our life, if that makes sense.
Okay, now I'm going to say something, my dear Natasha. I'm going to say something, and I would love for you to be open to what I'm going to say. But if I would like you to be open to what I'm going to say. One of the things that happened in my life is searching for this feeling. Like you said, you want a feeling of connection, a feeling of having someone else supporting you, a feeling of having a partner to go through this life with, correct?
Correct.
This feeling that you are searching for is only going to be found in the mirror. Now, I'm not saying there's not going to be someone in your life to come into your life. That's not what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is that, number one, you have to feel that way about yourself first.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say that, it's like looking in the mirror and saying, you know what? I support me. I am my favorite companion. I am there for me. I love me. And I know this is, I'm not, just hold on with me just for a second, okay? Hold on with me.
Okay.
So what I am saying is, that feeling that you're looking for starts with the person in the mirror. And I had to learn that, because there was a time in my life where I need someone else to be with. I wasn't comfortable being alone, and I wasn't comfortable being by myself. And what has happened was they have plenty of relationships, but it was still something missing, and that something missing was me being able to look in the mirror and have that. My favorite relationship is with myself and being okay with being with someone and being okay with being without someone.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yep, I understand that. Concept.
So I just want you to start putting your arms around yourself and saying, you know what, Natasha? And it's not about closing, you know, what's going to happen in the future, but this is something else that I know. The better, meaning the better I feel about myself, the more comfortable, the more loving, the more supportive, the more non-judgmental, the more I can feel that way about myself. It's like falling in love with yourself as opposed to falling in love with someone else. The more I can feel like that, guess what? I'm going to attract someone else just like that. And I don't want to use the term, I'm going to use the term about myself. I was needy. I was, wanting to be filled up, but I never got it from anything or anyone else. And that's all I wanted to say to you. And do you feel what I'm saying? Do you feel what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes, I do. I definitely do. Yeah, I sure do.
And I am standing here, my right hand. No, hold on a second. You know what? I'm going to get up out of my chair. I'm going to give you a standing ovation because you were open, and I really appreciate. And I'm telling you right now that you are special, my dear Natasha. You are special. And it's time to start realizing that with or without someone else. Give yourself that support. And okay. Let the universe do its thing, because honestly, the universe really wants you to feel that way about yourself first. They really do.
Okay.
Are you with me, sister?
Yes, I'm with you.
Okay.
I'm taking it all in. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, all right. So now we know that it's you, number one, and let's let everything else just fall into place. Okay?
Okay.
All
okay.
right. Stay
thank
on.
You.
Keep, and thank you so much for listening to Reality Spirituality. Okay, that was such a great call, wasn't it? Now we're going to go to... Well, let me answer the question in the chat room. And the chat room is from Soul Connections. And the question is, do you pick up any future children? And if so, how many and what sex? The answer is, I have no idea. The universe works through me and talks to me, but the universe does not, for me, does not predict or share the future with me. But what I can say and what I can tell you is that everything about your life is in order. And when you trust and you know that the universe has your best interest, I'm okay with surrendering and knowing that and letting that go. One of the things that I do know is living in the future subtracts from happiness. Living in the past subtracts from happiness. And I stop living in the future especially living in the future, what's going to happen and pretending to know what's best for me. I think I might know, but the universe has a better plan, a bigger plan and so I've just let the universe take over the future, and the universe has my life, and all I can do, and the only thing I have control over is my perspective, what I think about what's happening, and you can change your perspective in an instant. I have control over my response to what's happening. I have control over my behavior. I have control over my words. But I definitely don't have any control over how my life unfolds. And if I did, trust me, people, it wouldn't be unfolding the way that it has. But looking back on it, it's unfolded perfectly. And it unfolds perfectly not only for me, but for everybody out there that's listening. Yay! Oh, I appreciate that you appreciate that. Thank you so much. Yeah, let's stay right here and trust. Okay, we're going to go to our next caller, and it is area code 202. You are live on Reality Spirituality. What is your first name? Welcome to the show.
Hello, my first name is Tierra.
Hi, Tierra.
Hello.
Hi, what's going
on?
How
are you?
Good.
I was calling in today to find out about my career. I have a job, and I like my job, but the thing is, I just want to find out, do you see me still working?
So, Tierra, you didn't listen to anything I said to Soul Connections. let me say again. One of the things the universe works through me, and one of the things that I do not have the ability to do, is predict the future. I do not I don't have that ability. But what I can help you with, if you are open, or if you want to hear what I have to say, is that whatever is happening to you, it is everything is unfolding in a perfect order, and it's just time to sit in the back seat and let the universe drive. And be okay with it all. And know that everything that is happening for your betterment. Do you believe that?
Yeah, I believe in the universe looking out for me, and things happen for my betterment. But it's just that I have this job, and I just switched my hours because I was working really late hours, and it was like I was starting to get exhausted, and I was feeling like not wanting to come to work anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, wanting to quit my job, but I need to work. And so the people there working with me, because one thing that I deal with is mental illness, and sometimes I have days where I just don't even feel like being bothered with anything.
Mm-hmm.
And things happen in my house, and so it just got me down, so I've been feeling down. But hopefully when I leave early today at work, things will be better for me.
Okay, let me talk about that. And thank you again for being so honest and willing to share. You know, it's interesting the labels that we put on how we feel. Labels like a feeling down or wanting to be by yourself. Let me tell you something, honey. There is nothing wrong with you wanting to be by yourself. There is nothing wrong with this thing about feeling down. I don't see, because for me, down is kind of a no. Who wants to feel down? But it's a switching of your perspective. Instead of saying down, you're just feeling different. You're just feeling different. And sometimes let me just speak for myself. Sometimes I go from. It's kind of like the weather. Some days, in fact, right now it's rainy and cloudy, and some days it's sunny. But I'm not going to say that a rainy and cloudy day is not a good day, or a sunny day is not a good day, even though I really rather the rain. But these labels of down or up or wanting to be alone, let's take the labels away, and let's just say that you feel different things at different times in your life, and it's all good. And let me say something else, my dear Tierra. Let me say something else.
If I tell you something here, I'm going to beat you.
Hello?
Hey, I'm listening.
There you go. There's the laugh. Is there something that makes you laugh? I mean, do you have things that you can, like, go on YouTube and look at the funniest commercials or something? I mean, can you do that?
Yeah.
Does that kind of cheer you up?
It does.
Have you heard that new song by Pharrell Williams?
No.
Oh, honey, Tierra, you have to go on YouTube and just go on YouTube, and it's by Pharrell Williams. He's a very famous producer. He's created a lot of different songs, but this is his own song. It's called Happy. And Pharrell is spelled with a P, P-H-A-R-R-E-L. And, honey, let me tell you something. Go on YouTube, listen to that song, and I'm telling you, your energy is going to shift in a second.
Okay. Now, I know Pharrell.
Yeah, of course you know Pharrell. So you haven't heard his latest song, Happy?
No.
Let's
do
it.
I probably have on the radio, but just didn't pinpoint that was him.
Mm-hmm. Tell me, give me something, and before I let you go, give me something that you feel good about your life. Give me three things that you really feel good about what's happening in your life right now.
Making money, my son, and living on my own.
Yeah. So can we start focusing on what you feel good about as opposed to focusing on what we don't feel good about? Let's start focusing on what's good. What do you think?
Okay. Yeah, I can do that.
You with me?
I'm with you.
You promise?
I promise.
There you go. Okay, Tierra, thank you. And listen to the show and call in again, okay?
Okay, can you put me back in the queue because I wanted to keep listening?
Yes, I will put you right back in the queue, honey, right back in the queue. Give me one more smile.
Okay.
No. Okay, there you go. That was what I wanted. All right, thank you. Back in the queue for you. Whew, what a good variety, huh? Good variety. We have a few people in the chat room. Hi, my Robert Sharp. I'm so jealous going to my favorite island, Kauai, staying at my favorite hotel, Hyatt Regency. Oh, why isn't it me? Why not me? Okay, we're going to our next caller. Let me tell you something, listeners. I entertain myself all the time. Let me go to my next caller, area code 614. You are live, Reality Spirituality, and what is your first name?
Good morning, Rebecca. My name is Glennis.
Glennis?
And I'm calling you from Australia. Yes, Glennis?
Oh, hi, Glennis. Wow, what a special, special surprise. Thank you for calling me all the way from Australia. What's going on?
My pleasure. It's raining, and it's 2:30 in the morning, and I'm not asleep, of course. But everything's fine. Everything's good.
And I'm glad that you're not asleep at 2:30 in the morning. I'm glad that you're listening to me. I mean, you're making my whole morning. How perfect.
Thank you so much. And what is it like there for you?
It is cold, and it's raining, and it's windy, and I love every minute of it.
Yes, well, we're just at the end of summer now, so we'll start to get the cooler weather, but we won't have the ice age like you've had.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? It's funny that you're talking about the weather. My mother watches the Weather Channel, and she can name every temperature in every state in the United States. So, yeah, the weather is interesting. I just love it all. I love it all. So, Glennis, what's going on in your life?
excuse me. I spend most of my time on the internet, actually. I'm always hungry for more information about spirituality. And one of the questions I wanted to ask you, if I may, is
sure.
Do you have a special procedure that you use to steel the mind so that what you're reading you can retain? I find that my mind is so busy that when I have read something, I've got to go back and read it again because I'm not retaining it.
Now that's really interesting. Number one, our minds are always busy. Our thoughts are never ending. Even they're just never ending. Thoughts are just always there, always busy. So know that you're not alone with that. But this is the interesting thing, and then I'll get back to your question, is
thank you.
Know that these thoughts, whatever they are, good thoughts, bad thoughts, about me, not about me, they're not real. I have these thoughts that just keep on coming, never ending. Now, it's my job to pay attention to whether I focus on those thoughts or not. And usually, because there's two entities in my head, there's the ego and then there's the universe. And so there's two entities. And I can tell the difference because the ego, and I'm not hating on the ego, I'm just being real. I'm not hating on the ego.
Yep.
But the ego has one job. Actually, the ego has more than one job. But one of the jobs the ego has in my life is to make me feel bad for as long as possible about as much as possible. And so
absolutely.
Knowing that, and then the other side of the ego, which is something that I need, because I definitely don't need to feel bad, but the one thing I need about from the ego is, if it wasn't from my ego, I would walk outside wearing plaids and paisleys, hair not combed, teeth not brushed, no shower. So the ego has a purpose in that way. But it's,
absolutely.
Yeah, but the allowing the ego, it's like letting a three-year-old drive a car. So the ego is mm-hmm. very limited to what, in other words, for me, I have limited use for the ego, very limited use. And so knowing the difference. Now let's get back to your question. Your question was, you read something and then you reread it and you reread it and you reread it and you can't retain it. Do you eventually retain it when you're rereading it?
I guess what I'm retaining is the crux of it, not all the frilly stuff.
Okay, so you are, it's so interesting you said that, because you are, well, what I'm feeling is, and I don't know if I'm right, you're more of a bullet person, like A, B, just give me the facts, just the facts, and you don't need all of the extra. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, because I don't remember all of the extra.
Okay. This happened to me just this week, and I have a dear, 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 dear family member, friend. And this family member, I'm not even going to say who it is, but
mm-hmm.
loves to go on and on and on and on, especially with writing. And I am just the type of person that I just need something black and white. Please don't give me the extras. Please don't give me the frills. Just give me a yes or a no.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. And so
I mean,
then
there is a. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. No, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I said sometimes there's a place for that extra information, but predominantly, just tell me the story without all the garbage that goes with it.
Yeah. Yes. And so. Just know that that's the type of person you are.
Yeah.
It's not about you can't retain anything, because anything that is important and anything that the universe wants you to retain, you will retain, honey.
Yeah.
So it's just
you're quite right. It's that don't say no. Don't say I can't do it. Yeah, I need to do more self-talk on the positive line.
Well,
what I'm trying to
Let me say this self-talk thing, self-talk. But it's even more than the self-talk, because the self-talk, it's really giving all of it up to the universe. It's really just falling into the arms of the universe. It's really just letting the universe hold you, take you, carry you, take care of you, and trust that you are being taken. And not only that, not only surrendering everything to the universe, but asking and asking for, you know what, universe, can you just take over? And I'm just going to be, on this tour bus. I'm just going to be sitting down on the tour bus, and you show me, you let me know where you want to take me and where you want, what you want me to see. So don't feel like you have to do anything or try so hard. I am so tired all my life. I got to try and make this work, try to do this, and struggle, try, exactly. work. No.
Yeah.
No, stop trying.
I know. It's like we're living to somebody else's rules, by someone else's rules instead of our own.
I think
predominantly I like to make up my rules as I go along.
I've got the basic rules,
you know, of honor and respect and love and share what you have and gratitude. But beyond that, I'm a Libra. I'm very much a Libra. You know, allow me to do a bit at a time when it comes along, not all this planning stuff.
Yes. You don't have all the answers, my dear Glynis. You have all the answers.
Thank you. I was just looking for another point of view with the memory bit, but I'm listening to what you're saying. I'm hearing what you're saying, and it resonates. Thank you. It really resonates.
I'm glad.
I enjoy listening to you. I've been working on developing my mediumship skills. I've been doing a lot of automatic writing, and I talk to archangels and my family who are passed on and lots of people. So I'm trying to get to the stage where I can do what you can do, where I can read for someone.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's a matter, I know it's a matter of saying, okay, Glynis, you really can do it. throw away that doubt.
Well, again, remember, there are two voices. There's the ego and then there's the universe. And you don't even have to talk yourself into it. You don't have to talk yourself into it. You don't have to do any of that. Just fall back and surrender and let the universe take over. And then you're going to find that everything is just easy, 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 easier and easier. That's how the universe works. The universe works with ease. The universe doesn't struggle with anything.
It's easier than we think.
I think
we're read to believe that what you want in life, you've got to struggle for, but I don't believe we should have to. It's there. It's just tapping in.
That's right. No struggle. Listen, do you see a bird struggling to fly?
No.
Struggling to swim? No, just relax, and the real thing is surrendering, and the universe will work through you. There's no struggle, there's no hard work, none of it. At least that's what I believe. And other people want to struggle and hard work, then okay, good for them. I'm not doing that. I am lazier than laziest, lazy, and I love it.
And that's good. You don't have to work your freckle off all your life. You should be able to lay back and it comes to you. Can you tell me, what's your opinion on how long it takes a person to cross over?
For someone to cross over, is what you asked me? Write this down. Okay, this is going to be really, really important. Write this down. You ready?
Okay, yes.
I have no idea. I don't know.
The reason why I asked was, my mother was absolutely against, you know, delving into life after death and to do with death she wanted to speak of. And within a month of my mother passing over, it was probably like 3 weeks, she was the first one who came to me, which was really quite amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought, well, you have some idea because of the readings that you do. You'd know whether or not they'd been hanging around for a long time or newly crossed over.
No, I don't have a clue. I have no clue.
Yeah. Fair enough.
But it happens. I mean, you know what? That's another thing. Time is an illusion. Time is a man-made concept anyway. Time is man-made, and it's an illusion. So I'm not really into time unless I have to get on a plane and go to Kauai and stay at the Hyatt Regency. Okay, Glenna, let me go to my next caller. I thank you so much for sharing and being on Reality Spirituality. And do listen again, please, and go to Reality Spirituality Facebook and like Reality Spirituality Facebook page.
I will. Thank you so much. You have a lovely day and night, whichever part of the world you're at.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Glennis. Oh, what good callers, right? And such a variety. Okay, we are going to go to our next caller. Okay, Glennis, if you're still listening, and I know you are, we have something. Oh, Glennis, you're in the chat room with Bite Me Radio, so there you go. Thank you for that, Robert. I appreciate you. All right, Robert just wrote to Glennis, which is, she may want to read the book, The Risen, by August Goforth. Good, thank you, Robert, for that, because asking me about time and the meeting, when passing through, I don't know. I love to say I don't know. All right, my next caller, area code 310, you are live on Reality Spirituality. What is your first name? Hold on a second. What is your first name? You're live.
Hi, this is Vince. I'm calling from Los Angeles.
Hi, Vincent. Welcome to Reality Spirituality.
Thanks. I have a question. A couple weeks ago, I've been out of work for a long time, and a couple weeks ago, I finally landed a job, and I did the drug testing and everything. They just finished completing the background check. Now, there's just two things I did lie about on the application. There's minor things. It was just getting the dates wrong of employment, previous employers. So anyway, I just told them the right dates and everything, and then I had one other explanation about seatbelt fine that happened 2 years ago. So anyway, all that's left now to do, she's going to submit everything to HR, and then HR is going, I just have to wait for them to give them the okay to bring me aboard. So I'm just wondering if you see that happening. She said that I should know something by Wednesday.
Okay, so I have someone else on that wants to know about the future, about what's going to happen, right?
Yeah.
Well, my dear Vincent, let me just say this. The universe does work through me. However, I have no idea. I have no way of knowing what is going to happen in the future. But what I do know is this. What I do know is this. I know that the universe, everything that happens to you, everything that hasn't happened, that has happened to you. Hold on a second, I'm sorry, I was just chatting. Everything that has happened to you in your life, can you see the way, can you feel the way and see the way that all of your life has unfolded and everything that's happened has always happened for your betterment? Can you see that now?
Yeah.
I mean everything, Vincent. I mean everything, even the things that rather not have gone through that. But can you see that everything happens for a really good reason?
Yeah.
So that's what I want to say. Whatever happens with this job, whether you get it or you don't get it, is for your betterment. Whatever happens, let's say you get it, well, then you know then the universe wants you to experience that. What if you don't get it? Then the universe wants you to experience that also.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So doesn't that kind of put you at ease?
Yeah, it does. You know, the main concern, though, however, I have is just being able to have to pay the bills and the rent and just, you know, survive right now. And in fact, I even have 2 6 cats and a vet bill that I can't pay, and now both my cats have to go in today, and I don't know how I'm going to afford it if I don't get this job. So, and both my cats are extremely ill at this point.
Well, again, it's all about trusting that everything is happening for a reason. Now, can you close your eyes and think about a good reason why things are happening with your cats? I mean, I know that you said they're ill, but is there something that you can learn from that? Is there something good about that? Anything.
Well, the good thing is that, you know, if need be, for the time that we've had the cats, we've given them a home, and we've treated them with a great deal of love, and, you know, did the best we could with what we knew. And the also thing, too, that since we've had cats, we've educated ourselves as to proper care and learned what the needs of what cats really really need the most, and how to work with them. So,
well, see, there you go. I mean, your energy shifted just focusing on what is good about that whole experience with the cats. Your energy already shifted. And so I would also like to say again, I think I said it earlier in the show to another caller, that focusing, I don't have control over what happens to me, but I definitely have control over what I focus on. I have control over what I'm focusing on, whether it's lack or whether it's something I don't want to happen or whatever it is, or I can focus on what's good. You have that ability to choose your focus. You also have the ability to change your perspective instead of feeling, you know, if this doesn't happen, then oh my God, it's going to be the end of the world. I'm just, you know, paraphrasing. I'm not.
Right.
So it's up to you to say, okay, if I don't get this job, I know that there's going to be something even better. Now, I'm just trying to share with you there's another way of thinking. I used
right.
to stay stuck in just one way, my way. I think it's A, B, and C, and guess what? That's the only perspective I can have. But what I'm saying, my dear Vincent, is switch up your energy, switch up your focus, switch up how you're perceiving what is happening. And that's the real lesson. The universe wants you to be able to go through and experience whatever and have a perspective that there is something good about the situation. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You feel a little bit better?
Yeah, I do.
Yay! Woohoo! Can you give me a woohoo?
Woohoo! I don't want to do too much. My wife is still sleeping. So.
Oh, that was a good woohoo. That was a good start because I don't think you've woohooed in a long time. Am I right?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah.
Nothing good has happened to me, so. But with this job coming now, and you know, hopefully the vet can do something with my cats, and you know, things are starting to slowly shift. So.
Okay. There you go. And there is something to woohoo about every single day, regardless of what happens.
Yeah.
Do you realize how fortunate you are, just the fact that you are alive and you have this life and you're breathing and you're healthy? I mean, healthy meaning that you're healthy enough to get a job.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the focus. It's the focus on good as opposed to what's not good. You said something. You said, you know, my life, nothing good's happened. Well, that's not true. It's not true that nothing good has happened. It's just not true.
No, you're right.
Okay, my dear Vincent, thank you so much for calling, and call back. Give me a call next week, and I want to know what happened, and know that whatever happens is for your betterment.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, thank you. Whew, good calls, good people calling, good, oh, wow, interesting. I love it. I love this radio show. I love people being honest, calling in and sharing, because you know what? We are more alike than we are different, and we're just trying to get through this thing we call life. And get through this thing we call life by doing what? Feeling good. Feeling good. You know my purpose. You know my purpose is to grow. That's it. To evolve. To grow, and to feel, what's the word? Joy. Evolve, grow, and to feel joy, and to be happy. Joy, happy, same thing. That's it, people. It's really very simple. All this other stuff that is going on is extra, is just, sometimes it's a distraction. And for me, I don't like to be distracted when I don't like to be distracted by man-made things. I don't like to be distracted by my ego. I don't like to be distracted by feelings that don't feel good. I want to thank everyone for participating, all of my callers. We're going to be live tomorrow, and we have Tracy J., who is a Reiki master, on the show for the first 30 minutes tomorrow morning, and she is going to be giving me a Reiki healing, and she lives in Canada. I have an assignment at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time to be in my home, on my back, deep breathing, and she's going to be working with me, and she's in Canada? I mean, you got to hear the rest of that. That's going to be live tomorrow, Sunday morning, 7 a.m., same station, same show, same host, but a different topic. I want to thank all of you for listening to Reality Spirituality. You make my whole day, my moments. I appreciate all of you. And Reality Spirituality can be heard every Saturday and Sunday at 7 a.m. If you like more information on the coaching programs I offer, you can go to my website at RebeccaNorrington.com and go to the private sessions tabs. If you like to receive my free monthly newsletter, send an email to info@RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at R.L. Norrington, and go to Facebook and like Reality Spirituality's Facebook page. Oh, what? We have a question? Okay, hold on. I was just getting going. Yes, you are live on Reality Spirituality.
I just wanted to thank you for a great show, Diane, calling from Calabasas, and you're the best. And I love every minute of your show. I heard every inch of it. So thank you.
Oh, thank you, Diane. I'm so glad I glanced at the studio board, because I was just like zip, zip, zipping away. Thank you so much, Diane. I appreciate those words, and I could feel your energy. Thank you for supporting the show.
You're my favorite. Honest to God, my favorite. You just say it like it is, and no one can read the future. You're right. That's so honest, because everything can change at any moment. And it amazes me that people don't listen. They can hear, but they don't listen, because it's all good. It's all good. It's just different universes of school level. Some are different.
And you know what's interesting? I call it planting a seed. And I plant the seed, but I'm not going to be around. I'm not going to be around if it grows or if it starts blooming. And quite frankly, that's all I can do is plant seeds. Plant seeds. Yesterday I planted a seed with my number one friend who just logged out. Yesterday I planted a seed, and it was about having expectations, and you just can expectations subtract from happiness. But all I can do is plant a seed, and that's all I want to do is plant seeds. Diane, thank you so much for listening. Oh, and thank you for me being your favorite. And you know what I say about me being your favorite?
What?
Of course I am.
What a great laugh. Thank you.
Yes. Well, why wouldn't I be your favorite? Why wouldn't I be the world's favorite? Are you kidding me? Come on now.
Oh, you're so wonderful. I'm so glad I found you. Thank you, Rebecca.
You're welcome, Diane. Have a wonderful, wonderful day, and I will talk to you soon, and thank you again for listening. I appreciate it. I really do. Oh, wow. What a great morning, and thank you so much, Glynis, for calling, and everybody that participated today. Reality, spirituality, again, I want you to remind, I have to say, excuse me, my first book, which I just found out this week, is going to be delayed, and do I have attachments when the book is going to come out? Hell no. Whatever happens is going to be perfect. But the book, Reality, Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, is going to be coming out sometime. I want it March, but it might now. It looks like April. It doesn't matter when it comes out. But I'm so excited about my first book, Reality, Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness. And there are going to be so many stories and so much information. People asking questions. Listen, it's going to be chocked full of a lot of crap that I am sharing with you, and I'm really excited about it. It's going to make you smile, and it's going to make you cry. It's just going to give you everything. I talk about happiness and forgiveness, happiness and death, happiness and money, happiness and you name it. It's all about happiness. Okay. Whew. Everyone that's listening, all of my audience, I want you to know who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You are always evolving, and you're always changing. You're always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. Let's connect again tomorrow. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM?
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality, spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real. Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get down.
Reality, spirituality.
Don't feel good now.
Get real good.
Now, that's what I'm talking about.
Time to get.